No national ships would have been offered to bear him, a nation's guest, in the pride of the star-spangled banner, from the bright shores of the rising to the brighter shores of the setting sun. No cannon would have hailed him in the stern language of the battlefield, the fortunate champion of freedom in Europe and America. No martial music would have welcomed him in notes of rapture as they rolled along the Atlantic and echoed through the valley of the Mississippi. No military procession would have heralded his way through crowded streets, thick-set with the banner and the plume, the glittering saber and the polished bayonet. No cities would have called forth beauty and fashion, wealth and rank, to honor him in the ballroom and theater. No states would have escorted him from boundary to boundary, nor have sent their chief magistrate to do him homage. No national liberality would have allotted to him a nobleman's domain and princely treasure. No national gratitude would have hailed him in the capital itself, the nation's guest, because the nation's benefactor, and have consecrated a battleship in memory of his wounds and his gallantry.